Okay, Mishnah A. We're continuing on the theme of Kavana here. A chasan, someone who's just now getting married, pater mekriyishma balayla harishon. He's pater from kriyishma on the first night. The reason why is because he's osik b'mitzvah. He's involved in a mitzvah, the mitzvah of the Begila Rishona. We're talking about here, he's marrying the pashas, he's marrying a besula here, and he's involved in that mitzvah. But the chiddush here, the mitzvah of course is pru revu, but the chiddush here is usually, we usually say, you're not osik b'mitzvah is pater min a mitzvah, one who's involved in mitzvahs exempt from other mitzvahs. That's assuming that, you know, you can't do both. But if you could do both, do both. So here you'd say, listen, what's the big deal? It's that whole night. Let him say Kriya Shema. The answer here, the extra chiddush is the idea of tirda the mitzvah. If you're psychologically tarud, you know, you're psychologically overwhelmed, or you know, you can't focus, since Kriya Shema requires kavana, so that also is exempt. We don't say, you know, grow up and have kavana. We recognize a person couldn't have kavana because you're so worked up about it, and since the mitzvah of Kriya Shema requires dafka kavana, so we exempt him from saying it. The pashas, I have a bunch of kashas, I'll tell you that. But my answer is, it's just a generic, he's worked up. And I'll say, you know, it's not just specifically, will he find Basulim? Like the many before say, he's worried, will he find that she's really a virgin? That's what's bothering him. But it's not mistaken like that, you'll see why in a second. Because the halach is, back to the Mishnah, Ad Motzei Shabbos. This exemption of saying Kriya Shema, not having to say Kriya Shema, applies until Motzei Shabbos. The Goran Kesubah stuff base says that the minhag back then was they'd get married on a Wednesday night. So if there was a problem, they'd go to base on Thursday morning. So you have 4 days. You'd have, right, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. You have 4 days. After 4 days, we say, even if you weren't able to, for whatever reason, do that Begilas Mitzvah, you can imagine lots of reasons why, so you're no longer exempt. Because you say, by then, after 4 days, he's used to her already. Some unfortunately who want to stick to their guns about finding the Basulim say, well, you know, he'd keep her anyways if he found that she wasn't after all of Basula after all. But that thing is pretty far. So after 4 days, basically, those who say, like, what I just told you, but me, the pashta seems to be the whole tier to the mitzvah, the whole thing is terrifying, you might remember. And he's, after 4 days, he's used to her. Libo Gaspa, he's a calm down, and therefore, like, he's just not so psychologically involved. He could say Kriya Shema. So we say we give him 4 days. After 4 days, he should say Shema regardless. There are those who say that, you know, he's not having a havamin of having relations in the morning, daytime, not appropriate then, so therefore he'd be obligated to say it late night. Others say no. So I guess, now, Maisa, it once happened, Rabban Gamliel, Shekara Balala Harishon Shenasa. It happened that Rabban Gamliel, Shekara, that he read Shema Balala Harishon the first night, Shenasa, that he got married, which is not Lahalacha. We just said, you guys putter. We have a general principle that we say someone who's putter and does it anyways is like considered like a hediot, like a joker. I think it's a Greek word, which I think in English became idiot, but a hediot in the Chazal's language just means not up to par, whatever the par is. Not up to whatever, yeah, not up to standard. So Amar lo Talmidov, his students said to him, Lo lamadatanu Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us, Rabbi, our Rabbi, Shechasan patur mekriya shma balayla harishon, that the chasan is exempt from saying kriya shma the first night? And you say, why they ask it in a question like that? The halacha is, someone who you have a chiyuv of kavod, you're not allowed to contradict them. Right? So this is what I teach my own children. Right? Even if you know I'm wrong, that's fine, but yet say, isn't it true that, or didn't you say that, in a question format? That's the halacha, okay? That's a way of complying with the halacha, I should say. Amar lahem, so Rabban Gamliel answered to his Talmidim, Eini shamei lachem, I'm not listening to you guys, levatel mimeni, to annul from me, to push off from me, malchus shamayim, the yoke of heaven, kingdom of heaven, afilu sha'achas, even for a minute. So they want to say, the Mepharshim want to say, Kriyishma is different. The headiest issue doesn't apply here because Kriyishma, for whatever reason, is different. It's so important, or he could do it, right? Or that's one thing that's, you know, if you can, you should. But the question will be if who is different, who isn't different. Here, the halacha seems to be anyone who's confident they could, that it's not called a mechsi kiyura, it's not looked at as like arrogance. And the Mepharshim there say what he could conceivably do is say at night. Let's take a separate question. What about the second day? If he didn't do the ma'aseh yet, on the second day, everyone agrees basically that he could say Kriya Shema, even though he didn't yet fulfill the mitzvah. And the reason why is because everyone will assume that he did the mitzvah, which is of the Bila Rishonah, and therefore now he's no longer Torah. They'll assume that. So you see, it's an issue of Mechzik Yura. What will people say? He looks like an arrogant guy. He thinks he's like Rabban Gamliel. Let me say, if no one would say that, then you're allowed to do it if you think you could. Okay, but as we'll see in a second, the Allah, as we know, Lamaisa, everyone does it. We'll see in a little while.